It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Denver City Council failed to override Mayor Michael Hancock's veto of a flavored tobacco ban bill last night. The bill would have outlawed the sale of most flavored tobacco within the city, with the hope of curbing teen smoking. The local lawmakers needed at least 9 votes to override the mayor's veto, but the override only received 8. A Denver mining company will pay the state of Colorado $1.6 million in a settlement connected to the 2015 Gold King mine spill. Here's CPR's Sina Sieg.
The settlement resolves any liability from the Sunnyside Gold Corporation. The company does not own the closed Gold King mine, but did oversee construction of barriers below the mine. A federal investigation found they caused a buildup of water. When federal contractors accidentally triggered the spill, millions of gallons of toxic water flowed downstream, turning the Animas River orange. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Delta Airlines will no longer serve Grand Junction starting January 9th. That will mean no more nonstop flights to Salt Lake City, an important hub for passengers flying to and from the West. Angela Padalecki directs the Grand Junction Regional Airport.
There's a lot of passengers who have utilized that service who are now going to have to find alternative service. So we're working with other airlines to try to fill those gaps.
Padalecki says she expects the Grand Junction Airport to serve more than 500,000 passengers this year. The state's health department says it started sending text reminders to residents who haven't gotten COVID-19 booster shots yesterday. The texts go to Coloradans who are 18 and older and who live near a state-run community vaccination site. Residents are eligible for a booster shot if it's been more than 6 months since their Pfizer or Moderna shots, or at least 2 months since their initial Johnson & Johnson dose. This is CPR News.